بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From our previous discussion, inshallah, Allah put in our hearts to understand who are the people that we should allow and who are the people that we should not allow. As explained previously, it isn't our right that we decide. We are executing our duty as imams, as mutawallis, and musallis also who help in decision making, who are part of it, that we have to see what Allah Ta'ala and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow. Who are on the side of deen and following the sunnat and the correct way, which we today will call the conservative way. The way of those people, unfortunately, but it is the right way, who we call a narrow-minded. Who follow, they are narrow-minded, they follow Allah and His Rasul. They are not broad-minded that they follow the government, or they follow the scientists, or they follow the media, etc., or what the Abrahamic Accord and all the LGBT, they don't follow all that. They follow in that one correct way, which we have been commanded to also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was told, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Remain very firm on that path, on that path. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And all those who have made tawbah with you, in other words, the ummah also. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. And don't cross any borders. Remain within your limits all the time. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلِمُوا. And don't even incline a little bit from your heart, not mailani yasir, a little bit, not mailani qalbi, not from your heart to the wrongdoers. So that is what we must maintain. Now some of us, we feel and we say that, but it's my friend, and my friend, I can't refuse my friend, or it's my ustad, and I can't refuse my ustad. Why, it's my sheikh, and I can't refuse my sheikh. So we should see the teachings of the Quran, the greatest rights on us are the rights of our parents, the Quran Sharif has defined. And secondly, the rights of our asatiza, our teachers, ustads. And then the right of our sheikh, our mashayikh. So Quran explained it and took it right from the most, those who have the greatest rights. With regard to that, then we can easily understand where the category of the ustads and the sheikh falls. When the basic, the ustads, the parents' rights, Allah said, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If they tell you, command you, that you should do those things which are contrary to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, where they shirk or any other command which لَا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَّةِ الْخَالِقِ. Whatever is in the disobedience of Allah, Allah says clearly, do not follow them in that wrong. So now that excuses are not valid at all, that it's my friend, it's my ustad, etc. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them, don't give them the mimbar. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And as far as dunya is concerned, they need some assistance, whatever type, all the details of that. Then as far as dunya matters, you be good and kind to them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But who must you follow? وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Those who come towards me, who incline towards me, who go towards Allah, and all the details that we try to explain, follow those people. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِيُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Remember, all of you, are you going to return to me? We are not going to return to the government when we die, not to the scientists, not to the media, not to interfaith, not to lesbianism, LGBT, nothing. We are going to return to Allah, and Allah, we are accountable to Allah Ta'ala. So all that, that is no valid reason whatsoever, that it's my friend, it's my sheikh, it's my ustad, not at all. Some of us, we say that if a person wants to come, he's a maulana, so I will allow him. So because he's a Maulana, if a Barelvi comes, he's also a Maulana. If one of them comes, or a Salafi, he's also a Maulana or a Sheikh. Then are we going to allow tomorrow, today, if we allow the modernists, the people who come on TV and YouTube, the people who not only encourage but enforce university education with it being secular atheism and all the other evils that are carrying on there, are we going to then follow or allow them? Then tomorrow we have to allow the Barelvis also. Then we'll have to allow the Salafis also. And then after that, we'll have to allow the Qadianis also, the Shias also. Are we going to go down that route? If our principle is wrong, we have opened the doors for all this. And then Allah forbid, ma'adallah, the direction we are going with all this interfaith, then what are we going to allow? Christians also, Christian priests also, and Jewish priest also, and a Hindu pandit also, that he'll be sitting with his all funny colored clothes on the mimbar, and he'll also be giving bayan now from the mimbar of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we going to allow that also? And unfortunately, of a number of years ago, in Lanesia, Eid day, then who was allowed? An atheist was allowed. So are we going down that route where we allow atheists to come use the mimbar of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we stand in this in safs and in rows with them at janaza namazes, at other places? We have to see if the line is very clear which direction we have to go. So Allah guide us all and let give us the proper understanding of deen, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. If we will read our Surah Kahf, at least the first 10, last 10 ayats, or at least one of the two, and if we can, very good, the whole surah, and Durood Sharif, Salawat al-Nabi, and engage in Zikrullah, which will cleanse our heart and direct us to the correct understanding and thinking. When we are void of that, or it's not done correctly, not sufficiently, then the other influences overtake us. Whether it's the media, whether it's the pleasing the government, whether it's pleasing the people, whatever it is. May Allah guide me and guide us all to righteousness. Forgive us our shortcomings, and the masajid are the focal points of our life, and we have to protect them. And it's our duty to see that we do what has to be done in the masajid, not our whims and fancies, not our desires. Not that I'm a mutawalli, even if I build the masjid, I don't have the right to control it according to my thinking. It has to be done according to the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These excuses also will not be valid by Allah Ta'ala, that we are minority, we have to listen to the majority, and we have to subjugate our deen according to their laws. We have to listen. We're minorities living in non-Muslim countries, so we must listen to them. Nothing of that sort. We have to obey the law of Allah, and the government of Allah is supreme. We must make our connection with Allah and not be influenced by worldly forces. A mu'min looks at Allah Ta'ala. May Allah protect us, safeguard us, give us afiyat, salamati in practicing on our deen. May Allah guide us to righteousness. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.